Gentle Fracture Productions presents.
In a seat at the bar of the Wailing Griffin, a tavern in the slums of Renara, an aging warrior talks as much as he drinks, and he drinks way too much. These are his tales. Wanted, swordsman for hire. Bram's Fan Mail, Episode 1, Lady Brianna.
Thou hast mail.
Oh, well then, looks like I've gotten a missive. Have you ever seen one of these things? I have to say, ever since Sir Graovian started his mail delivery system, I've been hounded by these damned scrolls wherever I go. It's my understanding each one is prohibitively expensive, but who could blame my fans for wanting to reach out to me across great distances? And frankly, these things are rather clever, despite being horribly imbued with magic. Here, let me show you. You just open the scroll like this, read the missive, and then talk back to it with your correspondence. Of course, this being magic, it often misrepresents my actual words, but I'm not the one paying for it, right? For instance, this one is from Lady Brianna from the foreign land of Los Angeles Ka. That's a strange name, never heard of it. Sounds like gibberish. Whatever. She goes on to say, Sir Bram Thunderfist. Okay, I need to stop right there. I'm not a sir or lord or whatever. If you need to add a prefix, please, just go with the Great Bram Thunderfist. I continue. I've heard of your grand exploits. Of course you have. And found myself wondering, what is your favorite magic item? I would be honored to receive your response, your devoted follower, Brianna from Los Angeles, Ka. Well, this is just ridiculous. If she was truly a devoted follower of my exploits, she would know that's a terrible question. It's not what is your favorite, it's what is your least despised. Sure, I'm forced to use this stuff on a regular basis. Sir Graovian's mail delivery system scroll is a perfect example, but the moment you start to fully rely on one of those devilish devices, it'll inevitably turn on you. Point being, I firmly use items that, if they fail or possibly turn on you, it's just an annoyance. I know I've recently talked about the Sorcerer Sam's sack of seriously staggering amounts of storage, and you might remember the Sorcerer Sam's spectacular climate stone. Both certainly have their uses, though the stone crapped out on me shortly after its second use. I'm glad I didn't waste any coin on it. And although the sack does rate pretty high on the useful scale, they're terribly delicate on the inside. Apparently, the laws of physics really don't like cramming 10 to 20 times a thing's volume inside of oneself, because one little poke or snag on the inner lining and the whole thing goes kablooey. I'm on my third one this year, and I'm always concerned it's going to explode all of my stuff across the room, or worse, swallow all of it into another dimension. That inconvenience and worry keeps it pretty high on the despise scale, too. But if you really want to talk about stupid magic items on the despise scale, the one that tops the bill has to be the now discontinued Sorcerer Sam's Signet of See You Never. It's a ring that turns you invisible, so you can fight while invisible. I mean, with my phenomenally honed senses, I can fight while blinded, but by all accounts, being able to see but unable to see yourself or your weapons is just too much for most people. I believe they were discontinued because of the Raelian Kingdom slaughter of Talon Reach Ridge. Something about an idiot court wizard that convinced his king to equip a whole battalion with the damned rings, and the slaughter was the first time said battalion used the sparkly death traps in the field. 800 men and women, fully armed and armored against about 100 cutthroats? Seems like pretty good odds, but no. They had to go and use some inane trinket instead of refined training, extraordinary physical prowess, and cunning intellect. The tools I like to rely on. So it's my understanding that the cutthroats were in a large camp that was completely indefensible, but when the battalion approached, they thought they'd get some special advantage by not being seen, so poof, they all activate their rings and charge. Unfortunately for them, the terrain of Talon Reach Ridge is a bit rocky. I've been there once or twice. I think it was when I was hired to convince a tribe of giants that they were no longer welcome on account of eating one too many villagers. Anyway, rocky, invisible, charge. You can see where this is going. Once the first soldier tripped and fell on his own sword, their dying invisible body and subsequent screams led to more tripping and falling on swords. Those in the middle must have thought it was an ambush and stopped, leaving those in the rear to charge fully into their backs, and because a sorcerer Sam Signet of See You Never is so good at its job, it kept all of them invisible whether they were alive, less alive, or had left the whole alive thing for someone else to do. In general, what was left was a battlefield of invisible corpses that the confused crows and vultures had a really hard time sorting out. By the account of the cutthroat that witnessed the whole thing, the poor birds kept concussing themselves for weeks. And you could say, but Bram, that was just a strategically stupid thing to do. And I would agree with you. But that level of stupidity wouldn't have been possible if magic wasn't involved. Of course, I've never touched a Sorcerer Sam's Signet of See You Never. Ugh. No, my least despised magic item has to be the Sorcerer Sam's slight swath of spotless silk. It's a little hanky, made of silk, as the name suggests, that never gets dirty. Have some blood on your armor, wipe it clean, and presto! Spotless armor, spotless hanky. Little bits of gore stuck in your sword's crossguard? Scrub, scrub, gore no more! And the absolute best thing about it is that it forever leaves your butt perfectly clean. No Klingons, no chafing, no smell. It's absolutely wonderful. And then, when you're done, you can even blow your nose. So there you have it, Brianna. My least despised magical item is a hanky you can wipe your butt with. If that doesn't tell you how I feel about magic, nothing will. I'm sure you feel honored that the great Bram Thunderfist, swordsman extraordinaire, deigned to answer your question through the Sir Graovian mail delivery system. Wow, that's a mouthful. Someone should just shorten that. Graovian mail, Gmail. Yeah, I like that. That's easier. Well, thanks, Brianna, for reaching out through Gmail. Now I'm going to go back to drinking. You know how it is.
If you would like to ask Bram a question, contact him at bramthunderfist@gmail.com. Wanted, Swordsman for Hire is a creation of Gentle Fracture Productions. Written by Nathan Dane. Produced by Ashcon Stone and Nathan Tucker. Music composed by Nathan Tucker. Voiced by Nathan Tucker. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to rate, share, and review. Join us on Patreon for early access to future episodes of this and other creations of Gentle Fracture Productions.